This is ANMA Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The ANMA Radio News update at 8. I'm Jan Sharif. Good morning. ANMIL today begins its Road Safety Week campaign. The biannual event promotes defensive driving to improve road safety, urging drivers to stay focused, alert, and arrive safely. It reminds all drivers the consequences of not driving defensively can be deadly and the life you save could be yours. ANMA Road Safety Week campaign also promotes responsible driving habits to prevent accidents and its serious consequences. Liberia joins the rest of the world to celebrate Africa Industrialization Day today. Africa Industrialization Day, AID, marked each year on November 20, is to raise global awareness of the challenges faced by the continent with regard to industrialization. The event also aims to mobilize both African leaders and international organizations to advocate for the accelerated and sustainable industrialization of Africa. Under the theme African Industrial Development, a precondition for an effective and sustainable Continental Free Trade Area, CFTA, this year's symposium will review the industrial challenges faced by Africa with a special emphasis on industrial development as a foundation for the implementation of the CFTA. Liberia is today joining the rest of the world to celebrate Universal Children's Day under the theme, Is a Kid's Takeover? United Nations Universal Children's Day was established in 1954 and is celebrated on November 20th each year to promote international togetherness, awareness among children worldwide, and improving children's welfare. November 20th is an important date as it is the date in 1959 when the UN General Assembly adopted the Declaration of the Rights of the Child. It is also the date in 1989 when the UN General Assembly adopted the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Since 1990, Universal Children's Day also marks the anniversary of the date that the UN General Assembly adopted both the Declaration and the Convention on Children's Rights. Universal Children's Day offers each of us an inspirational entry point to advocate, promote, and celebrate children's rights, translating into dialogues and actions that will build a better world for children. To celebrate this year's Universal Children's Day, UNICEF has invited children from around the world taking over key roles in media, politics, business, sports, and entertainment to voice their support for millions of their peers who are unschooled, unprotected, and uprooted on 20th November. The news is coming to you from ANMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UK and Canada have launched a global alliance of 20 countries committed to phasing out coal for energy production. Members including France, Finland, and Mexico say they will end the use of coal before 2030. Ministers hope to have 50 countries signed up by the time of the next major UN conference in Poland next year. However, some important coal-consuming nations, including China, the US, and Germany, have not joined the group. Reducing global coal use is a formidable challenge as the fuel produces around 40% of the world's electricity at present. As a highly carbon-intensive source, coal contributes significantly to the rising levels of CO2 emissions that scientists reported earlier this year. Researchers say that if the world is to curb dramatic temperatures rises this century, then coal use must be limited. A German regulator has banned the sale of smartwatches aimed at children, describing them as spying devices. It had previously banned an internet-connected doll called My Friend Kalia for similar reasons. Telecoms regulator, the Federal Network Agency, urged parents who had such watches to destroy them. One expert said the decision could be a game-changer for internet-connected devices. And finally, researchers say indulgent grandparents may be having an adverse impact on their grandchildren's health. The University of Glasgow study published in PLO's One Journal suggests grandparents are often inclined to treat and overfeed children. The study also found some were smoking in front of their grandchildren and not giving them sufficient exercise. But Marine Lipman, a grandmother of two, said the grandparents' job is always definitely to indulge. The researchers looked at 56 studies with data from 18 countries, including the UK, US, China, and Japan. The report focused on the potential influence of grandparents who were significant but not primary caregivers in a child's early years. The review considered three key areas of influence, which are diet and weight, physical activity, and smoking. That's the ANMA Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on ANMIL, you can log on to www.anmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/anmil2003, or twitter/anmilnews. I'm John Sharif. Good morning.